Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Happy New Year. It is so exciting to be back after a wonderful holiday. In the business I'm in, I never really stop working, especially because I run my business so much off of Facebook and social media. And during the holidays, when I was able to connect with so many of you all who were on social media more, online more, and I was really talking to people about that time when you wake up and it's January 2nd, and now that day has come and gone. You wake up, it's January 2nd, and you want to know if you have a plan in place. You want to know if you have put in place the support and guidance and everything you need to create the success you want this year. So then going even back from that, do you know what you want this year? Did you spend some time getting very intentional, setting some powerful intentions so you could start this year out focused and clear and making decisions for yourself? We are always moving either towards or away from what we want. Even when you don't make a decision, that's a decision. And when I'm talking to potential clients, that's something I really want you to get. When you don't make a decision, you're making a decision. I have a coach who told me some years ago, before I was even her client, indecision is a form of self-abuse. Think about that. It really stuck with me. And I've thought about it and ended up where my whole message in my business, the whole master the art of taking action and take inspired action, is all about making decisions. So in every moment, this month, this year, this day, this week, this hour, you are making decisions, thinking thoughts, and taking actions that are moving you either toward or away from what you want. So getting clear, even if you didn't do this, okay, the new year's passed, January 2nd, we're still in the first month of the year. Getting very clear on what you want, and then recognizing that choice point in every moment. I operate off of 9 universal guiding principles that have created success in my life and in my business. The true secret to my success, really, and I had made that into a poster, and I tell you about it a lot. If this is your first time here or you've just never grabbed it, go over to 9universalguidingprinciples.com. 9, the number, or 9NINE, 9universalguidingprinciples.com, and grab that poster. It'll really give you some foundation and some things to work on. Work with each of these principles as the energy management and the energy work will support you so much in bringing things into physical manifestation. So that's my gift to you and something that can really help you. And one of those is all about there is a choice point in every moment. And in every moment, you are either moving towards or away from what you want. So even if you just start looking at that and working with that and decide you're going to just move toward what you want more and start recognizing, the clearer you get on what you want, decisions are easier to make. And then it's all about mindset and standing for yourself. That's why I teach both proven strategies, and we do mindset work and energy work. I was able in December to talk to so many people who were ready to set up that support and guidance for this year, and they were looking, and some of them stepped right in and some of them are still thinking about it. My biggest goal for you is to help you make a decision. Whether that decision is me or not, I want to help you become aware of some things and then make a decision that supports you. So if you haven't talked to anybody, I invite you. I have 10 openings a month. I still have some left for January. December, I really blew it out of the water and I spoke to about 40 people, which I do every December. So jump in, go to michellebarr.com, michellebarr.com. Click on contact and schedule some time for us to talk. You can also find me on Facebook at Michelle B. Barr and Michelle Barr Unlimited. And I've got all kinds of things there every day where I'm motivating and inspiring and educating and informing you on creating your own sacred business success. I'm really excited about today's show because sometimes you will come into my world and you see, and so I've got this thriving full-time online coaching business. I talk about this life I've created that I love. So I've got this life and this business, and now I'm speaking and published books last year, published my first solo book and some collaboratives, and teaching products and programs, really doing that whole thing, building that whole platform and building that whole business. But in order to show you where I am now, I really want to take you back today to where I've been and where I was. And I want to share some things with you that'll be really reflective that you can really see no matter where you are right now, there is always a way forward. From wherever you now stand, there's always a way forward from wherever you now stand. And so I want to take you on a little journey and I want to start talking to you. Each year, I really have a theme. And I roll out, I launch a brand new program. I've got a program starting this week that I launched this year, and I'll tell you about it. Last year was all about unlimited profits for intuitive women. I launched a great 90-day business building program, and I've still got it. It's still going. You can go to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com and get a free gift from me, a 7-day business building email course. And you can jump in and for 7 days experience how I work with people and get yourself into some action and then find out about this program. I had a bunch of women go through it last year, and that was my focus. This year, I've expanded where I'm really going to help people who want to be a coach, teacher, speaker, and author. So I've got a great impact and income acceleration program, and you can find out more about that if it's just calling to you as I'm talking about it at powerpersonalitybrand.com. And this is really, I always go first and do what I'm then going to teach you and show you. So first I built that thriving coaching business. Then in the past 2 years, I've built the coaching, teaching, speaking, and author, built all of it, built that bigger platform. And so that's what I want to help you with. And I meet you wherever you are and really help you with both the inner stuff going on, because our stuff will come up, and the outer stuff, and the strategy, and the marketing, and building that foundation, and all those pieces. And so you're in the right place. My clients are all creative, intuitive, right brain, visionary, empathic, helpers and healers of the world. And so I speak specifically to you. I feel like I translate business the way it's being taught out in the world in a lot of places for this specific audience, especially intuitive women entrepreneurs. So that gives you a lot of places to go today. If you want action steps, listen to this It's going to be a great show. Then go do those things. Go to the website, schedule a time for us to talk, contact me on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page and grab something for yourself and connect with me. Go to Intuitive Women Entrepreneurs and start a 7-day free business building course. It just takes you 15 minutes a day for 7 days to get a nugget and do something with it. My goal today, this is my first show to do for you this year, is to get you into some inspired action, to give you things to move forward. I've learned a big piece of my success is because I would get coaches and mentors and teachers, and I would pull those nuggets where they were telling me actually something to go and do, and I would grab it and I would go do it. So don't wait. Do these things as I'm talking about them. Do the ones you're willing to do. Do the ones that excite you. And then do some of the ones that scare you. I've got all kinds of resources wherever you want to step in. If you're ready to build that business and that platform as a coach, speaker, teacher, and author, get on board. This is your lucky day to show up here and listen. When you show up here and we connect in this moment, there's something here for you in answer to what you've been asking for. I believe that's the way the world works. I believe that's the way it is. And so, what is that thing? Find that answer. Recognize it. It won't always be convenient. It won't always be comfortable. It won't always be logical. But you have been asking for something. And in these first 15 minutes of the show, something that I've talked to you about is an answer. It's a next step. So don't put it off. You can, right now, in just a moment, go and do one of those things and be set for that next step. Your next step towards setting yourself up for the support and guidance you need for 2016. That program, again, if this is just calling to you and you got to know more, because that's how people usually find me in my programs. They just know, and then they go look, and then they validate and confirm that for themselves. Power Personality Brand. Go do one of those things, grab it for yourself, and we will be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success. I am your Sacred Business Success coach, intuitive strategist, and mindset mentor. Welcome. So we're going to journey back now a little bit. I want to show you how this all works together and the power in this journey that you have something right now to share with somebody, no matter where you think you've come from, no matter where you are now. So in moving forward into this new year, when I am at this pinnacle of my success, and now I've, after a couple of years of struggle, enjoyed a couple of years of really good success in building this business. And in fact, last year, very quickly, and it's all because I stepped out and said yes. I did a whole year of yes, and I lived in my purpose more than ever. And extreme abundance comes from living your purpose full out. I had so many of my dreams come true that I hit a stopping point. It sounds crazy. I made more money than I'd ever made in my life. I had more clients, more success, ended up moving, attracting 5 years early, my five-year plan, moving to our dream resort town, buying our dream house on the lake that we live in full time. And it's amazing. And I got stuck for a minute. And my coach said, when you wake up and you're living your dream, that's not your dream anymore. It's time to dream a new dream. And it happened so fast, but it was accumulation of moment and moment, choice point and choice point and choice point. And every choice I made, and the more I started learning to move toward, and it paid off. And then it rushed in where it appears almost that's those overnight success that really were not overnight. And suddenly my book was published in the middle of all this. I was on stages giving my keynote, my book signing. It all happened at once. But it was because I was putting myself out there and living my soul purpose full out. And extreme abundance comes from living your soul purpose full out. I really want you to get that this year. And so I want you to think about, where are you living your soul purpose full out and where are you not? What results are you getting in your life that you love, and what results are you not seeing that you want? I can stand here and say this because there were times I was utterly frustrated and desperate and angry and sad and every other emotion because I wasn't getting what I wanted and I thought I was working so hard. So sitting in this place where now I've spent the last part of last year dreaming a new dream, going, oh my gosh, what do I want now? And I made a big move and it was very sudden, and I had created a beautiful neighborhood and a beautiful support system where I lived. And so that unsettling and resettling, I've been unsettled. I've been out of my comfort zone and it's really been working on me. And so it's both exciting and a scary place to be, and the blessings keep coming. And so as we're moving into this new year, I want to take you back a little bit. I want to show you some things because I don't want you to use these things as an excuse. Well, but you don't know what I'm stuck in, or you don't know where I've been or what I've been doing. So take some of this in and take from it what really applies to you. There's a place that you've been, and you carry it around and you carry these stories around, and you don't have to live there anymore. One of the most powerful things we do that I had to do was find out which of my stories I was telling that kept me stuck and stop it. A couple of years ago, year 2012, when I was really, for the first time, my business took off. I sold out my private coaching for the first time ever. I built the foundation. I built the well-oiled machine. And I had what I considered a full-time sustainable business. And in the midst of all that, I was given a beautiful gift. And I wrote a blog post about it. I'd been doing a lot of cleaning and clearing out, preparing to make some big changes in my life, which included an exciting move. So in 2012, I was making this big move that I had orchestrated and manifested. It was a quality of life move that I was making with my husband. And this big, exciting move, more in line with the quality of life that I was desiring. While going through some boxes, I came across a test I had taken as part of a psychological assessment, and it gave me an instant snapshot of where I had been a decade before. This then allowed me to compare that to where I was in that moment, and when I reread it, now I can compare it to where I am today. I talk a lot about my life at one time being unrecognizable from where it is today and a decade ago and two decades ago. So the growth that has happened once I stepped on a path of living my life by design rather than default and dealing with my energy and my emotions and taking control of my life and taking responsibility for it. I had taken the psychological assessment because I was in graduate school studying to be a mental health therapist. So let me give you an idea of my life. I started graduate school because I had nothing going on and I wanted to up-level my work opportunities in my career. I had just made a huge move. I had left a very toxic marriage and I was a single mother of a two-year-old. And I had moved away from home and my support system because my best friend was dying. And I went to live where he lived. And it was kind of a mutual support. So I had started, I'm a helper and a healer. I realized that I wanted to go to work doing that. Well, my first semester in graduate school, I got engaged. My second semester, I got married. I got pregnant on my honeymoon. So then I had a baby, and then I had to sit out a little bit, and then I came back, and then I got pregnant again. And that time, I was dedicated that I was going to give birth to her on Thanksgiving break so I could finish. By then, I was in my practicums and my internship. I was meeting with real clients and being observed. And I wanted to finish, and I graduated with her 2 weeks old. She was born during Thanksgiving break, which was great, and it all worked out. So I had all that going on in my life when I took the psychological assessment. I had my child from my first marriage. I had a toddler and a newborn baby, and I was in a relatively new marriage that you can imagine. We had a lot on our plate, and we were still getting to know each other. This test is called the Mooney Problem Checklist. And basically, it had me go through and check and highlight all of my perceived problems. Here's what I found. A decade before that, I was feeling tired much of the time at that time in my life. I was taking things too seriously. I was worried about my family members. I felt financially dependent on others and did not like it. There was too much quarreling at home. I was struggling to combine marriage and a career. I had a lot of financial stressors on an everyday basis that took a lot of my time and energy. My feelings were too easily hurt. I had a strong desire to have a business of my own. Even back then, a strong desire to have a business of my own. I then made some of the following comments to the test administrator. So much is going on in my life that it is hard to make enough time for all of it, but all are important. Finances have been troubling me. One of my children is having trouble and our family is in therapy. I have let myself get tired and run down and out of shape, and I want to take better care of myself. Wow. The more I read it, the more I saw. My life had a lot of tired, sad, stressed, frustrated, financial problems, marriage problems, children having issues, and a whole lot of dissatisfaction. I remember that time well, but I don't live there anymore. When I came into that new year, when I wrote this blog, it was this time a few years ago. Came into that new year and was able to take that new snapshot. I saw how much I had transformed myself and my life. I felt good. I loved what I did. I had independence and security and stability. I experienced joy in my life on a daily basis and a lot more peace. I was satisfied and fulfilled. My desires were no longer stressful, but rather they motivated me in a positive way to grow and expand. I had so much more energy and was excited to face each new day. I had just celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary, and a few weeks ago I celebrated my 24th. We're almost a quarter of a century in. And my husband and I, there we were together on the same page, recreating and reshaping the quality life that we both wanted. My children were thriving. My family had improved our relationships and our communication. Nobody was in therapy. I could go on, and that's all about me. And I want to shift the focus to you. I tell you all of this because I want you to imagine how it can be for you. I truly want all of this for you, and it's possible no matter where you now stand, no matter where you've been. And I've made it my life's work to share my journey. And for those of you that want to do that, that's the work I'm doing this year. It really breaks my heart and keeps me up at night to see people living day in and day out in that state of being when I know it doesn't have to be that way. I truly hold the grandest vision for the greatest version of you. And look at my life that I just shared. The timing to make change in your life will never be perfect. And even when you think it is, it's going to change in a New York minute. The circumstances will never be ideal. It takes just getting started. Think about this, and we will be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back to Sacred Business Success. This is Michelle Barr. I'm sharing with you a little bit about my story, a little bit about where I've been to show you. You have a grandest vision and the greatest version of you. Have you touched that? Have you dared to look at that? The timing to make change in your life will never be perfect. The circumstances will never be ideal. It takes just getting started. You can see my life a decade ago is unrecognizable to me today. My life 4 years ago still stuns and surprises me when I look at my world today. There really never has been and never will be a better time than now to create a life that you love, that supports you. I'd love to talk to you about that. My coach's challenge to you, my coach's challenge for you today is take a look at this. Really think about this. What could you start doing right now, whether you ledge leap or baby step, that will create change, that will create lasting change? I ask you this. What would you transform if you had support and guidance, energetically, intuitively, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically? Guess what? The good news, the great news, it's out there. Find it, connect with it, be bold and be brave. Take a stand for yourself. I challenge you to consider the possibilities. If you're interested in more of my story from what I shared with you, I've written a lot more about it. If you want to go to michellebarr.com/intuitive success. michellebarr.com/intuitive success. I've got a lot more about it. And then I talk to you about what I did to make change, what I did in my life to deal with all of that. Now, the other thing that happens once you do step up and step out and you change your life, there's another thing I want to share with you because I've come through a lot of growth with this too. I talk a lot about the book, The Four Agreements. It was game-changing and life-changing for me. I ended up talking about it on Facebook again yesterday. Ever since I started building community and facilitating community and being in community, I have used this book. It's so key. So put it on your reading list this year. Some people, when I mention it, they go, oh yeah, I have a copy of that somewhere. I never read it, whatever it is, or I don't remember. Simple book that is profound. It can change things for you this year. And I want to share a story with you. Because this happens, I call it your stuff coming up. So once I can even get people moving, so motivating and inspiring you to move forward, people get stopped in their tracks. We come up against stuff. So that book is a great resource to keep in mind as I'm telling you this story. I really love when things happen in real time. And this happened to me 2 years ago. So think about what I just shared with you. And I had built this thing. I had gotten really visible. I was committed to living my soul purpose full out. So I'm going to express myself. And I had just made a decision to get really more visible and bigger in the world, to step up on a bigger platform, which is what I'm teaching people to do this year, and to really get out there and to just be bold in taking a stand for myself and what I'm about and sharing that so that the people who want and need to hear it can hear it. But whenever you do that, it's going to trigger other people that you're catalyzing, that they're resisting transformation or you're triggering them. That's what transformational work does. I was a people pleaser for a long time. I'm empathic. When people are uncomfortable, I experience it and I want it to stop. I want to be nice. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. But when you are out in the world and you're not creating any reaction, you're not doing your work. Your work is going to be polarizing. I have learned that. I love when things happen in real time and you get to see what happens in my daily life as it relates to what I teach and speak about with my clients and students and with you as my community. So I always write blogs. I have a series of blogs at The Art of Taking Action, excuse me, at theartoftakingaction.com and a series of blogs at michellebarr.com. At theartoftakingaction.com, my blogs are all very mindset, energy, universal law and my personal experiences, and then I relate them as I was building my business. And then michellebarr.com, my blog is a combination of sacred business success and those other things. So I've got tons of articles over there for you that are a real resource. And at The Art of Taking Action, I've left that website up because there are all kinds of freebies, video, free training calls, all kinds of things you can start consuming if you're looking for that. It's a great resource. And then take that next step and explore what you can do with it, what you can do with me after that. Or finding whoever is a good fit to give you that support and guidance you need. Here I was this time of year, a year later. I was on an all-time high coming home from a two-day event full of empowered, conscious entrepreneurs and change makers that I had started surrounding myself with. I wrote a note about it and I sent it out to my tribe. I was sharing. Immediately, I got a short response from a woman that was sent from her iPhone. In my note, I was talking to people about my commitment to take big and bold moves in my business and my life that year. I was inviting you to dream big, to grow and thrive right along with me. And I was talking about clearing your crap and getting on with it. I use that. This is not just something I talk about. It's something I live by and something I do every day. And here's the lesson I had to learn, the four agreements. And try not to take things personally. What people say about you is a reflection of them, not you. I now have some great colleagues and friends in my life, and we're able to joke about it. I got some hate mail. Oh, you've arrived. You're polarizing people. You're triggering people. It's a great sign, but boy, for those of us that are sensitive, people pleasers, being nice, we're healers and helpers. Man, does it grow and stretch us. I live this every day. It's not just something I talk about. So I know when something like this happens, it's my crap, my stuff showing up. She's having her experience. I trust the universe brought us together and is going to do whatever with it. I'm responsible for how I respond and what it does to me because it could shut me down. Here I was experiencing this success on this high, and there are people you know who are going to say, stop it. Stop being so big. Stop being so bold. Stop doing what I'm telling myself I can't do. Yeah, let that land. There are a lot of people invested in you staying small and not doing it. Here's a woman I didn't even know, but you're going to see she was playing out my oldest stuff. When you start getting to the core, you're there. You're going to break through. It was all I could do to break through this. And I'm so glad I had the support and guidance I had. So I wasn't alone. I had people holding space for me. I hold space for my clients. When I'm working with clients, I have their names written in my daily book that I have with me every day. And I'm holding space and energy. The woman told me in this note that I should not be doing what I am doing and that I could not be effective in living my purpose. You see, I had just said, I'm going to live my purpose full out and experience extreme abundance. She told me I could not be effective in living my purpose because of a judgment she made about me that I don't look right. Here I am stepping up in my power and serving through my gifts, living my purpose right now, and I am not perfect. You create success by being willing to be perfectly imperfect. People actually respond better when you're not perfect. Then they see possibilities for themselves. This really triggered her. I knew there was something here, and I'm used to doing my work. So I reached out to her, and I invited some more dialogue. But what I received back instead was quotes about me not being able to be the change I want to see in the world and how I need to see the truth, in quotation marks, don't you just love that one, of what she was telling me. Again, I responded and I invited exploration on both our parts. Believe me, I have friends and colleagues and clients and students who are willing to go here with me all the time, and it is so healing. Whenever there's energy that is not neutral, there's something to discover for both people involved. I was willing to look. She wasn't, because her next response to me, and now I saw I was dealing with a very wounded inner child acting out of sheer pain. She wrote, "I didn't read all of your email, but..." Then she continued with her tirade against me. "Really? You didn't read my response, but now you want me to listen to more? Wow." And then, because I'm not perfect, my own inner child was getting wound up. But I'm aware of it, and I'm still willing to be present and work through it. That is clearing your crap, people. So it doesn't stop you in your tracks and get in the way of you creating a life you love and all that you desire and deserve. I talk a lot about taking honest inventory and being willing to deal with my stuff, and that has been a big part of my success. Then I recognized this woman's name and email address, and so I looked back in my files for our last encounter, and guess what? It was the year before, when I had sent out a very similar email and received a very similar response from her. I'm going to tell you what happened after that as soon as we get back. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back. I want to finish telling you this story. It was a big growth place for me, and it's another piece some of you who've already stepped forward might be bumping up against. So I've been sharing some pieces of my story with you today in an effort to show you that I've been in these places, and I'm sharing different points in my life to really show you and how different, unrecognizable my life once was. All of this works. This is not just building a business. This works on you. It works on your life. And when you're doing it, you're creating transformational, catalytic change in your own life. The more you're doing what you're here to do, what you're made to do, the more your life will be blessed. And I saw that last year and going into this year more than ever. In fact, when I tell you about this most recent move that I made last year, three huge opportunities came in after I said yes to Spirit and the universe, and I made the move, not before. They weren't even on the horizon. Huge opportunities, including the opportunity to be on a TV show, which is going to air this year, called The Ripple Effect. So I'm talking about this woman. I go back and look. Sure enough, she had sent me a very similar email. She had sent me a very similar response to an email I had sent out the year before. Over a year later, and this woman was still acting out the same stuff. And here's the curious part. This is how you know something is playing out at a deep level. She could have just left and said, yuck, I don't like you, I'm unfriending you, or any of that. She was still on my list. She did not unsubscribe after the first incident. Yet the only thing she had ever done is attack and bully and criticize me. I imagine, and I told her this that night when I was communicating with her or trying to, this is an old pattern of behavior for her and probably the way most people in her world experience her. I wondered if it was working for her. What made me sad is there's something here in her discomfort and her being charged by me and my email that can bear fruit for her. When I am most triggered and I want to lash out, now I know to look deeper. I had already worked with it every time she came at me and found the fruit it bore for me, because it did. It bears fruit for me. She says she is a spiritual teacher, a yoga teacher, and that she wants to be the change she wants to see in the world. Then she attacked me more than once when I had sent out emails saying that I have stepped up in a bigger way in the world and publicly declared that. Interesting. And then here's what I knew about her. She is almost invisible. She hides behind this email address. I know her name. She is not to be found in any Google search, no social media, not even a website for the business she says she has. She shared with me in one email, trying to convince me of why I shouldn't be doing what I was doing. She was told by someone she considered to be her guru, her words, that she could not be who she wanted to be and do what she wanted to do because her body was not acceptable. She herself loved what she was doing and felt that people loved her classes and that she was doing fine, her words, until someone else told her that she wasn't okay. And then she proceeded to project that on me every time I stepped out to be me now and do what I do now, because she didn't. Every time she would email me and tell me that I am not okay because my body is not acceptable to her. Do you see? And she continues to show up because after telling me that the first time that she could not learn anything from me and that I needed to change so she could be more comfortable. Some of you have people like that in your life, even close people, not a stranger coming through email out of your community. I needed to change so that she could be more comfortable because see, I was doing what she was told she couldn't and I'm having success at it. And I'm being even bolder and she shut it down. And so I'm a painful reminder to her of what she could have done and what she could have been. She came back into my community months later and signed up for my huge telesummit that was the culmination that year of me stepping up and becoming very visible, putting myself up next to big people in the industry. She emailed me to make sure she was not missing anything and to ask me how she could participate fully. So for these 2 days, I was held up and cheered on and validated by 100 amazing women, toe to toe and elbow to elbow, with women out there making change now, being incredible in the world. Women who had created 6- and 7-figure businesses by being themselves and sharing their gifts in the world. And you know what? These beautiful and wonderful women who were being themselves and supporting me and being who I am, they were women much like me. They were all ages and all sizes, willing to move forward every day and okay to be perfectly imperfect. And that is what I continue to have to model for you now and every day. You are enough. Someone in the world needs you to be you now. Don't ever let anyone do to you what her guru did to her and what she tried to do to me. It will stop you in your tracks. Most of what I was attracting was all the good, all my beliefs and thoughts and emotions and actions that were positive. But this is how your stuff shows up. And we can take that one criticism or that one finger pointing, that one thing that comes out of left field and take it to heart rather than all the other things. Don't ever let anyone do this to you. So I thanked her for being a teacher to me and how beautiful would it be for her to receive as well as give. And I told her this. There was something here for her to receive. I received and she didn't. The light bulb came on for me because I was willing to keep looking and I found that she only sends me these notes immediately after I publicly declare that I have stepped up and stepped out, up-leveled my business and my life, and I am going about what I am here to do exactly as who I am today. I am willing to be me now and to be perfectly imperfect. That's what I want for you. I am enough. You are enough. I am valuable. You are valuable. I am worthy of all that I allow and receive in my life. You are worthy of all that you allow and receive in your life. By the way, I'm from Texas and from the South. So when she said, "I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but," my meemaw would have said, "Bless her heart." I invite you to be who you are now and to bring that to the world this year, to be fully and unapologetically you, willing to be perfectly imperfect so you can truly grow and thrive. Commit to taking big and bold moves in your business and your life this year and dream big. I'm here to support and guide you in that. I thank you for sharing this journey with me today, and I appreciate you, and I want to stay connected. I gave you some different things to do. MichelleBarr.com. Contact me. Schedule a time to talk. Come on to Facebook at Michelle B. Barr or Michelle Barr Unlimited. So Facebook.com/ Michelle B. Barr or Michelle Barr Unlimited. Be inspired, be motivated, connect with me, talk to me, ask questions, And if you're really ready, I have posted right now a letter to my community on Facebook, and I emailed it to my list. So if you're on my list, you just got it. PowerPersonalityBrand.com. PowerPersonalityBrand.com. Join us. We're starting this week. This is your next best step. Or contact me if you're wanting private coaching. All my private clients get that program as a bonus. It comes in their package along with everything else I have. I'm still taking some people for private coaching. I want to leave you with this. The four agreements. Put it on your list this year as soon as possible. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. It is because of themselves. That person tried to send poison to you, and if you take it personally, then that poison becomes yours. And from my 9 Universal Guiding Principles, you can go grab the poster at 9universalguidingprinciples.com. It is always all about you. Energy is neutral, except for the meanings we give it and the charges we allow it to have for us. So I shared with you today the things I overcame, the things I came through, the things I broke through, the things I changed by becoming a conscious creator of my own life, taking charge of my energy, designing my life rather than living by default. Choosing what I would allow to charge me and trigger me and what I wouldn't and what to do about it. Go to theartoftakingaction.com. Take advantage of all I have there for you. And go to michellebarr.com. And remember, free 7-day business building email course at intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. Start the year off right. I've given you tons to work with. I will talk to you next week. Thank you for sharing this hour with me.